Okay, continuing in Yonei of Melechus Hotzah. So the topic this evening is the shayla, important shayla of Hotzah Mirshus HaYochid, Mirshus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRab. Say, for example, you would carry something from this shul, say, across the street, assuming that's Rishus HaRabim, into the other shul.
Young Israel.
Okay. Right.
Across Broadway.
So the shayla is like this. So basically, you took something from Rishus HaYochid, you were in a Rishus HaRabim, and then ultimately it ended up into another Rishus HaYochid. Usually when you carry, that's what usually happens. You go from usually one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, and it could be there's a Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza. So the shaila is that an Issa D'Raisa or not? Because on one hand, you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. On the other hand, you never really stopped in the Rishus HaRabim. If you did, maybe you stopped for the light or something, like, but you didn't make it necessarily a clear hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but that's a question. So, was it an Isser Hotzah? Or furthermore, maybe there's a shayla of Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabim. Because there's a did of that you can't carry Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabim, meaning not Hachdas of Hotzah. In the Rishus HaRabim itself, you can't have Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabim. But does that mean you need an Akira in the Rishus HaRabim and a Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim? What if the Akira and the Hanacha were both in Rishus HaYochitz? Would that be considered the Isser of Mavir Dalar Amos Rishus HaRabim? And that's a... And say you ask a Goy to do it for you. No, so if it's a tzarech mitzvah, so we know shvus to shvus is mochum mitzvah, because amir la'akum is the Rabbanim. So is this could you say maybe this is only in the Rabbanim? And maybe it's a shvus to shvus mochum mitzvah, or not? And these are the issues at hand. So the Mishnah has a discussion here on page 1 and some. Mishnah Shabbos Tzadivov Ben Aleph.
Last week we said it's not so passion about the Shvut, right?
What did we say last week? We talked about last week was if you're in a Carmelis and you're carrying a child that could walk, so is that considered? So that's the Jew was doing both things. There was no goy involved in those cases. Yeah, in other words, the question is whether is that called a trade rabbanon, a gzeira l'gzeira?
That's different. That's because the Carmel is here. It's a real Rishus HaRabim.
Here's a real Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so the Mishnah talks about Hazorik, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, Chayev. So if you Zorik, you're Chayev. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Be'emtza. So the first case is Yizorik, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. So the chayev, because you took it out from one rishus to the other, and it lands in the rishus hayachid or the rishus harabim. But what about rishus hayachid, rishus hayachid, rishus harabim be'emtza? So that's really what we're concerned with tonight. Rabbi Akiva mechayev v'chachomim potrin. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara here on page 2. Tzadi Zayin Amaral, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Boy Rabbi Lamata Measar Pligi. In other words, if you threw it Lamata Measar, in other words, we assume that the Rishus HaRabim is the first 10 Tfachim from the ground level. His Rishus HaRabim doesn't go beyond that. So if you're throwing within that Lamata Measara, and that's the machlokis. What's the machlokis? Upapligi, the mar savar amrina kluto kemasha huncha, who mar savar lo amrina kluto kemasha huncha. So, as we say, that if you have something, a ball or whatever, in the air, so it's niklat, it's encompassed in that rishus, even though it never stopped, you threw it. So go to rishus hayachid, through the rishus rabim to the next rishus hayachid. Do we say kluta is kemisha hunchadomi? That something that is niklat, it's encompassed in the rishus, as if it was laying down in that rishus, and therefore it's as if you took it from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim. That's one chiv. And then the power of your throw had it go from the Rishus HaRabim to the next Rishus HaYachid.
Two steps.
So if you would say Kluta Kamisha Hunchadomi, then you would be Chayiv twice. You'd be Hotzah and Achnasa.
Do you ever say that in any place else? Kluta Kamisha, like for by Mitzia or something. So, you know, I look out the window and I see a $100 bill flying in the wind from my front yard.
Right.
And it goes to the neighbor's yard. Now we're arguing who it belongs
who
to.
Who belongs to. I mean, we have a concept of the Avir HaChatzer, but it's Kona. The question is, you know, it has to be maybe a Chatzer HaMishtameris, and maybe this is not a Chatzer HaMishtameris. So I don't think we say that in the context of a Metzia, if it's it went through.
So this would be Kluta Mishum Chazdin
Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Yeah, that's what if I'm not mistaken. Kluta Mishum Chum. Then there's another interesting halacha. Looking further down, Rebbe Lezer. You see the first word in the line is Rebbe Lezer. Hamotzi Masui Lamala Me'asara Chayiv Shekein Masa B'nei Kohos. So that's another halacha. Meaning, say you have something in your pocket, and you're taking that out on Shabbos. So you mean to say you potter because my pocket is going to be more than 10 tefachim off the ground. So would we say such a thing? So the answer is no, because since you're standing on the ground, I mean, when the Bnei Kohos would take something from one to the other, they also was above 10 tefachim, the crusher, whatever it was, but they were standing on the ground. So there was when would 10 makes a difference if you throw it in the air. So then it's suspended in the air. So then there's a difference whether it was lamata ten tefachim or lamalami ten tefachim. But if I'm walking, no one's going to say if I put something in my pocket here, oh, no problem, because it was never in the Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim only is the first ten tefachim from the ground level. You're not going to say that. Now there is a famous machlokes between the Rashba and Tosfos. Many people point out, I once had a discussion with Rabbi Hillel David about this, once discussed this machlokes. What is the din if your maver, Mirshus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim? So in other words, you're walking. You walk out of your house. Very simple. You walked out of your house with a sefer, and then you walked to shul. So usually people can do that if they say they're using the Eruv, and they're going to do that. But is the issue a potential Daraisa issue, or maybe not? Maybe the whole issue is only a Darabonim. So let's see what he says. Second hour, page. Lavla Meimer Shamavim.
Because the Akira is in Rishus
because the Akira, the Anacha
as well.
Right. So maybe In other words, maybe if somebody carries something from one private domain to another private domain, walking in the street in the middle without pausing, maybe it's not an Issa D'Raisa. Even if it was a Rishus HaRabim Mamish. So he says, Perish, Lav Lamei Mesha Mavir, Mishus HaYachal, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Vlo Hinich, Rishus HaYachayev. Al-Hakik, then he explains, Lav Lamei, I mean, you're not Chayev. So the Rash Bashita is that you're not Chayev. So this is a very big leniency. I'm not saying you can do it, but I'm saying it's a leniency that any time you'll take something, you take your talus bag from your house to the shul, so maybe it's, we have to see whether stopping for the red lights, is that considered a hanacha or not? That's a question, whether that's considered a hanacha. Well, if you zoom, if it wouldn't be a hanacha, so then, or there was no red lights, whatever, so according to the Rashba, you wouldn't have violated any din d'oraisa, because you didn't put anything in there. It's not hotzah, because hotzah means you have to put it down or you have to stop. And it's what about mavir dal ramis? So he's assuming mavir dal ramis b'shus harabim is only if you picked something up in the b'shus harabim. And then you walk down the ramas, you put it down, and the shoes are. You don't have to put it down. If you stop, lofush, to rest, then that's considered a hanacha.
Why don't we say it's like being zorek from rishus to rishus, rishus yakad, rishus yakad, it's kolat, the avir is kolat. The same way when you're walking.
The over is only collate when, because no one's holding on to it. It's its own entity. You have another shayla of that the Gemara has of halach omen tamei or not. If a person is walking, is that considered? We assume pashas that it's not a hanacha when you're walking. But it's machlokas in the Gemara, that maybe every time you walk, so basically when you're putting your step down, you stopped. So that's another, one machlokas is klutim mishuhuncha by Zorik. Another machlokas is whether mahalach ka'omed on it. There's a famous story, what's the famous story? About Rabbi Kivager, as we know, he had a grandson, Rav Leibel Eger, who became Chassid, son of Rav Shlomo Eger, Rav Akiva Eger, Rav Shlomo Eger, and Rav Leibel Eger. That's the three generations. So they asked him, he was a big goan in learning as well, they asked him, what's the whole discussion of, Yerushalmi asked this, what's the whole discussion of Mavir Dalaramas Bishus Rabbi, you can't take your lulav on Shabbos, your shofar on Shabbos. Mavir Dalaramas Bishus Rabbim. But it'll never be Mavir Dalaramas if you hold Mahalach is Ka'omi Domi. So then you'll be making a Hanacha within the Dalaramas. So then you never had a Dalaramas. So I think the Yerushalmi says it has to be talking. If you hold from the Shita, you'll only be Chayiv if you jump. If you jump the Dalan Amos. So the Shaila is, that's the whole Hashash, Mavatel, the whole mitzvah of Lulav and Shofar, Mirashon, Shachalios, Bishabas. Is this Hashash that the guy's going to jump? It's such a Hashash Rachok. So that was the Hasidic Shavuot, that we go to do a mitzvah, we jump and we.
Is there room, if someone holds by the Rashba, over here, is there room to sort of, so that would mean that, like, it's derabanan, right? If you're carrying something and you're not stopping.
Right.
If that's the case, if someone, let's say, is out of town, they're staying at a hotel, and, they need their key to get back to their room, or and they're not, otherwise they wouldn't be able to go to shul, or they wouldn't be able to come back from shul, could that be combined, this leniency, with an Oneg Shabbos, you know, kula or something?
Right, so let's learn the whole sugya, and right. then we'll see.
Would it be a problem if you stop at a traffic light even there? In the
right, so that's right. So that's the question. But the, I mean, the Gemara has two distinctions. Lofush and Kosif. So Lofush means what? To rest. You know, it's funny, we were in West Hempstead this Shabbos for a bar mitzvah. So we saw next to one of the shuls, they had there was a bench there. And there was like a dedication to you know, dedicate, you know, like you have a plaque at a shul, plaque on the bench. So look, lofush is considered a hanacha. A kosef means that you have a bundle and you're just straightening out the knapsack, you know, but you're not really. So the shaila is, what would be the red light? Would that be lekosef or would that be lofush? Which one would be? I mean, it doesn't. Pashas, I mean, maybe if it's not lofush, maybe by default it's like lekosef because it's not. Okay, so that's you know, in some communities, when they build a new eruv. So even though the Rav might not use it, like one Shabbos, they have a song, Maisa Rav, that this Rav, I don't say any names, but this Rav, you know, used. So sometimes, like someone pointed out to me, it's like from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Derech Rosh Hashanah. So that. So that's the sheet of the Rashba. But Tosis disagrees. Take a look on page 5. The second arrow. Amar Avlod Hamotzi Mosoi Lamala Me'asara Chayiv. She came also B'nei Gos, right? We saw that Gemara. But he says, U'mokom Aki Rosov Anochoso Havi Rishos Hayochid. Right, he was taking it out from, you know, the agolos, whatever. So it was a makom. So Tosis Shita is against the Rashba, that you chayv, that as long as you do an akira and a hanocha and the rishus hayochid, even though, and you did the mavir dalan amos rishus harabim, you're going to be chayv because you did an akira.
The
raisa. You don't have to do an akira and a hanocha and the rishus harabim. So that's
an akira. You need a hanacha,
and Dalai Lama.
You need a hotzah of Dalai Lama's,
a havara of Dalai Lama's, right?
That was mamish then, B'nai Kos.
Right. So this is the famous machlokes between Tosis and the Rashba, whether a person's mavir Dalai Lama's mishus hayachid. We went from mishus hayachid to mishus hayachid derech mishus harabim. And he never did an akira and aracha in the Rishus Rabim, according to Tosis Yichayev, and according to the Rashba Yipater.
What's the
Tosis for? What's the svar? Maybe the svar is because the main thing is the havara. So you did the havara. So what difference does it make? That you needed akira and hanach and the rishus harabim. The main thing is mavir dalaramus b'shus harabim. So you mavir dalaramus b'shus harabim, and then to make it, a full thing. So then there has to be an akira hanach also, because then you could say that it's not permanent. You know, it's not kavua dika thing that you mavir dalaramus. But who says that has to be in the rishus harabim? That can be in the rishus hayachid.
So we should expect that the Sfaradim Paskin, like the Rashba and the Ashkenazim, like Tosfos here?
Okay, I mean, the Ashkenazim usually follow the Balei Tosfos.
Right.
So therefore the Ashkenazim should be more machmir as far
as...
Right, yeah. That's what we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll see.
We got to see, yeah.
Oh, now there's another interesting Gemara. We just mentioned that Gemara. on page 6, the first line on page 6, is the Gzeira Derabba of Yerri, Venu Arba Amos Beshus Harabim. Behind the time of the shofar, behind the time of the Megillah, etc. That, like Lulav, we don't take Lulav on Shabbos because you might come to carry it. And we don't take shofar on Shabbos and we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. All the reasons that you might come to go to a Baki and etc. So Tosus asks the Kasha, the following Kasha. He says, why does Gemara say, Yaviren Adal Aramas Pashus Harabim? L'chora, the more plausible thing is that Yotzien, right? Because it's not sure that he's going to find a lulav in the shofar in the street. And he's gonna, no, it's going to be he's going to have a lulav or a shofar or a Megillah in his house, and then he's going to take it out. So why did the Gemara give the gzeira of Shemi Yaviren Adal Aramas Pashus Harabim? So Tosfos says, Hu Adin. The Matzi Lameimer v'yotzi enu mirshus hayachal u'shus harabim. El shabarog makomas v'nyanim amrin ad yesh lochos lavar zal ramas v'y lochos lotzah kan imya munach b'karmelis o b'karpif o b'gina the inkan is a hotzah midaraisa. See, a lot of times it wouldn't necessarily be in a rishus hayachid. So it wouldn't be a question of hotzah. So it would only be a question of what? Havar b'shus harabim. Well, sometimes you pick something up Almanas Litlo, but you didn't pick it up because you wanted to take it outside. You picked it up, you want to bring it someplace else in your house. And then you change your mind and you go out with it. So in other words, what he's saying is there are a lot of cases where Hotzah is going to be Potter. Like if it was originally in the Carmelis, or you picked it up without intent to take it outside. So there can be a lot of cases that it's going to be Potter, so therefore it's not a Shchiach. So that's what he's saying now. And he says, "Falola hotzi v'nimlach alav v'yechken iser havar b'rishus harabim or imigbi almanas litlo v'lola hotzi v'nimlach alav l'hotziyo pater imlo amad lo fushpein time." In other words, if he picked it up to bring it someplace and then he decides to go out and he didn't stop to pause. So he says, but the same chashash could be by Havara. If you originally picked it up not to carry a Dalaramas, then you change your mind, you'll also be Potter. So there could be cases that you Potter with Dalaramas, Mishas Rabim also. Avon Pishavira Cheke, Lo Michaev, Lo Madlo Fushmin time. The Tam Rishon Nira. So he says, so the first reason. He says, maybe sometimes it's not won't be an Rishus HaYachid. But then he says, Nira Inami Rishus HaYachid Rishus Rabbi is to Hekeira. Like the Migzer. In other words, if you carry something outside, so hopefully when you go through the threshold of the door, you'll be reminded because you're going. But once you're in the Rishus Rabbi itself, there's nothing to remind you not to continue carrying the Dalaramas. So those are the reasons that how Tosfos explains. But the Meiri says something fascinating on page 7. It says, Hu adin shayayochol ol b'shemi yatsiyenu mirshus hayochid rishus harabim el shakitzer b'lshono ol b'shemi yatsiyenu v'revenu. Okay, it could have said both in a chanami. But then he says, two lines down, Ugdolei ha-mefarshim tertzuba, she'ikut, what's the gzeira? Ba'otzo b'rishus ha-yochid shalo, v'achnos b'rishus ha-yochid shal baki. What's the gzeira? You're going to take it from your house to the baki's house. Derech b'rishus ha-rabim. V'keimen she'ena manichu b'rishus ha-rabim, ein kan l'chiv ha-tzo v'l'chiv ha-chanoso, l'chiv ha-rvara. So that's the pshat. He says, that what's the chashash? Why does it say dal rabim b'rishus ha-rabim? Why did he say that? So the answer is because the chashash is you're going to take the shofar from your house to the person who knows how to blow his house, and that's going to be havar dalaram. You're going to put it in. So therefore, you're not going to have a chiyav hotzah, no chiyav hachnasa, el chiyav havar. Avol pi shechiyav havar derech tzarich hakir v'anocha. but you need a kira nachum. Echad she'akar mishus hayachid zu v'niach l'shus hayachid zu ve'evir dalav is zu zu chayiv. So he writes beferish. So that's seemingly beferish like the opinion of Tosus. And he says that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's exactly the case. That's why it says kizera shemi venu dalaramus b'shus harabim, because that's really the scenario that we're afraid that's going to happen. We're not afraid that you're going to find the shofar in the Rishus HaRabim and move it. We're not afraid you're going to find the lulav Megillah, but we're afraid you're going to take it from your house to his house. And that's Mavir, assumingly, your house to his house is more than Dalai Lama's. Either it was no Akira and Hachanach or Rishus HaRabim, so obviously he holds you don't need it.
French Tosfos didn't give that answer.
Yeah, this seems such a pasha.
Tosfos's answer is so convoluted.
It's much more. Yeah, this seems very glot.
Yeah.
Okay. What can I tell you? Then there's a discussion. You know, how does the Rambam? How does the Rambam hold on this machlokas? Does he hold like Tosus or the Rashba? So there's a discussion. If you look on page 8 in Halacha Tes, in the second to last line of Halacha Tes, in the middle, Chayin ma'amavir mitchilas arba l'sof arba amos l'sof arba b'shus harabim enu chayiv she'yakor b'shir mitzad zev yanichenu mitzad acheres. So does that? So I don't know. What do you think that means? Do you think he's? Whose side is he taking?
What's the case? Like, how did it get? If he didn't do Akira Mishus HaRabim, how did it? I'm not sure what his case is.
I don't know. Does he mean that you're going to take it from the Rosh Hashanah? Or Navdafka?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Menachem.
What? Once he's saying it, you don't have to have Kiran and Nacha, just a Havara by itself.
No, but he's saying you do need. Einu chayv ad sheyakor. So far, bro. Einu chayv ad sheyakor kishir mitzad zev yenechir mitzad acheres. You need a kiruv hacha. The question is, what does he mean mitzad zeh? Does he mean
mitzad acheres? Couldn't that even be on the tzad of the rishus harabim in the rishus hayachid?
Okay, if that's how you want to learn.
They're not saying rishus acheres.
You think it means what?
The fact that he doesn't say rishus hayachid.
On the other side of the rishus harabim. You know, there's, you know, the young Israel's on the other side of Broadway.
Right. Is that what you think, or do you think it means in the Rishus HaRabim?
It sounds to me like it's in the Rishus HaRabim. Right.
You can read the Rambam either way.
It sounds like the Rishus HaRabim. I just don't know what the Metzias is. How did it come to your hand if you didn't do a Akira?
You didn't see what the Nosei Kela say on the
Rambam.
No, yeah, so.
He said you didn't think that there was no Akira HaMacha.
There's a discussion. If you want to see the Machzeh Eliyahu, Dayan Falk, we quoted him. If you want to see on page 20 in the bottom. The bottom right. V'hinei v'das ha-Rambam v'isi kanira mevucho g'doyla ben achronim v'yir shitos v'inyon zeh. So Rabbi Kiv Eger hevin v'das ha-Rambam tzvir le-karashma. That you need to have the Rashba's mekel, meaning because you need to have the kira nach in the Rishus HaRabim, like you said. Rashba Ritzvah ain't kiv kal if it's not in the Rishus HaRabim. And Shuvas Rabbi Kiv Eger, Miksav Yad, Hotzos, Hagor Rav Nosson Gishtetner. Are you related to him?
Not that I know.
So Rabbi Krauss is related to, you're related to Rabbi Krauss.
Monty Krauss. You don't Simcha Krauss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's related.
So I don't know if it's the same side of the family.
No,
I was Menachem Ova once by Rabbi Krauss in Borough Park, and Rav Nosson Gishtetner was there. being Menachem Oval. Was there in, it was in Brooklyn someplace where there was any shiva. Yeah, there's some tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger that were, that's not like a step that put out. Yes, he, that's here on page 13. It's Chayim Kivi. So he wants to say that the Rambam is like the Rashba, and this tshuva here, on page 13. But he says that the first paragraph he says, "Einu chayiv et sheyakor mitchilas dal yanich b'sof dal amos." Emes a kach kos of Harambam. So that's Rabbi Kivegim. So this is the Ksav Yad, and. But then he says others argue. Then he quotes others. But okay, I mean it's not 100% mukhrach. Quotes also, Then there's a Taz that's quoted here on page 11. It says Poshut, last four lines. Poshut, Tav de Mahalachav Chomidomi, Hainu in Yechiv, Avu in Yecheter, Vade Osir Bechol Gavni. In other words, Mishum Zilzal Shabbos. Because he says, you're not Chayiv, but there still could be Zilzal Shabbos. So that's perhaps the sheet of the Taz. He quotes, he discusses that Taz also, Rav Falk.
Is he saying on the Rambam?
No, he's pasketing, as Rav Falk put out, like the Rashba. Like your Rashba. it's Mutter Min HaTorah. Because he didn't do the Akira and the Hanach and the Rishus and Rabin.
It's
just
to be saying.
And the Rabban and the Shemi and
That is terminology for any Yisur de Rabban.
Yeah. Okay. So now let me show you this. There is a tshuva. First is the Sefer, pretty 14. I did the Shar Block for you to familiarize you with the Sefer. The name of the Sefer is Shari Tzion. Ben Tzion Bilsk. He's the Bilsk Rav. So who was he? So
his name was Bilsk? His father was the Rav in Bilsk?
Yeah, he's Av Bezdin, the Kal Kadosh Bilsk. Ben Sion, so it was called the Ben Sion Ben Harav Rav Ari Leib of Bezin Kal Kodesh Bilsk. So he was the Rav of Bilsk. Now, what's famous about him? So one of the famous things about Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal once pointed out to me, we once had a discussion, because he, Scheinberg, wrote a kuntras on Inyani Muksa, and he quotes the Shari Tzion. So I asked him, he used to stay on my block on 28th Street by Rabbi Bajnon, was his nephew, and he would stay there many years, the whole month of Nisan, or plus, Nisan plus, till the dinner, whatever. So sometimes I would walk him home from shul and speak and learning. So I said, so who's the sefer that you quote? Shari Tzion, Bilsk Rav. So the first thing he said to me, Bilsk Rav was one of the people who gave a haskama to the Mishnah Berurah. Who has covers with Yitzchak Elchanan? Is the Gadol Hador, the Posek Hador, the namesake of Yeshiva University, Yitzchak Elchanan. And then Rav Shmuel Zamvil Klepfish, who was our neighbor, right? Isaac Klepfish, his son, Shmuel, he named his son Shmuel Zamvil after the Vilna Dayan.
His great grandfather, I think, right?
Yeah, something like that. Right, so he was one of the maskimim, and the Bilsk Rav. So the Chafetz Chaim is not going to just go to anybody to get a haskama. So these were the Gedolei Hador. So that was the frame of reference. When I asked Rav Scheinberg, who was he? He said he gave the haskama to the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, so many years ago, I was in Far Rockaway for Shabbos by my friend Rav Tzion Scheinfeld Shlita. And so we used to always, we had a Seder Hadvar where we would daven Friday night in Yeshiva Far Rockaway, and Shabbos day we would go to Shar Yashuv, and Mincha we'd go someplace else. So then we would always speak and learning with the Rosh Shiva, who was Rabbi Yeager, Rabbi Naftali Yeager. We would speak and learning. So we were talking and learning, so somehow the Bilsk Rav came into the conversation. And the one tshuva that he, Rabbi Yeager, said over that we should look at, is the following tshuva that we're going to do now. So this is the shayla. Shayla, mutar l'shloch b'shabbos ovoros golulim. Says, can you get a goy to bring you ochel u'mashkel l'tzorach shabbos? Hanis v'li yishlam. If we assume we really have a reshus harabim, mizman hazeh. So this is a shayla of an issa d'oraisa. It's not a shayla of a drabanan that you can say shvus to shvus, but b'makom mitzvah. And you want the guy to bring food for you from where the food is to your house.
What's the avim in it? If there's no eruv, what's the avim in it? You can't tell the guy to do any malacha for you.
Right. So we'll see.
We should have robbed him. We should say yachid. We should say yachid there.
It's not right. Oh, right. So, I feel the honey's feeling lazy. We should rob him. We come up by yards. I could also you read him. I could all cool yam have lamb dim. We should rob him. I feel like I don't give all the shloch over his gloom. Have you lamb tzachayim? Behind yards a heter. Apparently, people were doing it. So he says, what's the heter? So there was a heter. So he says, so he quotes from the Beis Halevi. V'hinei shamati b'shem ha'goy Rav Yosef Dubro Halevi. That's the original of Yosher Be'er, the Beis Halevi, Rav Chaim Brisker's father. Dover Nochon.
Duber, I never saw that name before. Not yeah. Dove, not Dove Bear, but Duber.
Yeah, you can see... Beis Halevi, the Dvar Avram, the Duber also. There were Dubers in the day.
Had a paper letter, so they didn't want to put
Dover Nochon. So the Beis HaLevi, he said the Dover Nochem. What was the Dover Nochem? Tavur Kachovim, maybe Meshus HaYachid, Meshus HaYachid, Derech Meshus HaRabim. The Kaimelon, the Meshus HaYachid, Meshus HaYachid, Derech Meshus HaYachid, Potter Ben HaTorah. See? So he says, we paskin like what? Like the Rashba, you see? So that was the Beis HaLevi. Oh, so now, but that's one part of the chap. The other part of the chap is, but wait, what if he stops? So he says, a good chap. Because the fact that he stopped, that's his volition. You didn't tell him to do that. You told him just to. So the Amira was for Yishus HaYachid, Yishus HaYachid Derech Yishus HaRab. When he chooses to take a break in the middle and sit on the bench and catch his breath, that's not my part of my tzivoy.
It sounds like he's kvetching to be matir the minigoylum rather than paskening that way.
Yeah, ve'edu me'etzem hashlichus. It's not part of. So the Amir al-Akif would be part of the etzem hashlichus. In other words, if I would be in the Rishus HaRabim, and then I ask him to bring me from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, then it would talk to Piyasar. But it's the same thing. I'm in the Rishus HaYachid. The food is in the Rishus HaYachid. The guy's bringing from one Rishus HaYachid to the other Rishus HaRabim. And he says, we pass it like the Rashba. That's his assumption. We pass it like the Rashba. And then he says, what? And but how can you rely on that? Maybe it's a big package. It could be he'll sit down to rest to catch his breath. He says it doesn't matter because you weren't mitzvah. That's a daita d'nafshe. So what he does a daita d'nafshe is his business. What you tell him to do, you only told him to do it. The rabbana. That's the Beis HaLevi's word.
Is that as someone mentioned before, like you normally Ashkenazim normally paskin like the Bali Tosfos, right? Is this like an odd exception or something that he's saying we hold by the Rashba?
Well, so let's just see the rest of it, and then we'll get to that.
Oh.
So it's a long tshuva, but let's see the beginning of the tshuva and the end of the tshuva. And then if you want to read the rest, you could read it at a different time. But page 17, the last paragraph. Miato novel maskaris halacha. In the shiul nekadma imuter l'shloach b'shabbes over gerulim havilu machal or mashke b'makom sheish resus harabim. Rashi vidu gam Ramban buchot sviul legam kedam avir shusherim derech resus harabim potter. Aval das atoysus vulai gam Rashi sviul legam avir shusherim derech resus chayif. Vafshik sheish ikusius chamuris al shitas. Harashba Viritva Ramban. We got a Shikum Horshita Stoysis. Mikomoka Miyamalano Neger Haraya Sa'ila. Fokus Havisveka Dedina. He says, it was the cash is on each sheet, he says. Vimke Avla Shita Satoysis Rashi. So it was even according to Toysis that Yechayev, Haina Isarach Midrabanan. Why the Amir Locher, the Nokraf Midrais Avirach Shvus. You can go have Iraq, suffix the rabbanon of Lukula. Ufrata Ramban Varashba Rabim Ninu Negatoysis. He says, first of all, the Ikashita should be like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. Because they're the Rabim. Ufkem Halo Road, Divre Toysis, he's Sigolayim. And maybe.
He didn't have the Meiri.
Yeah, the Meiri, right? Meiri was not part of the.
But why wasn't he the Rambam seems to like the Rashba? Why wasn't
there? Well, yeah.
Rambam, you can learn either way.
Yeah, because Dr. Einstein has his shita in the Rambam.
So do other people? My shita is only legitimate if other people
learn it that way. Yeah, it seems that way from what Falk was saying. And he says, "Nachay nira diyesh behetar b'zeket de smicha." The law says, "Akum rak shliach lavi m'shusiach m'shusram dechon shusram." Fav im omad lofush min time ha'azed no nasa shliach she'amal lofush. Midai to ka'ovin nachay nira lani. Midai to yesh lismu chamash she'shamati b'shem hagon Rav Yosef Duber zatzal. So he says that he thinks he can rely on the Beis HaLevi. And so you can rely on the Beis HaLevi. And therefore, so B'Shas HaTzorach.
From Yer L'Akim, you can do that.
From Yer L'Akim, right. So you need...
Lav Dafka for other circumstances. It's still an Isser Darabanan, and there's not enough there outside of Amir La'akum to rely.
Right, we're not going to tell somebody to do it himself.
You know, it's a mitzvah to learn from that sefer, but there's not.
You can learn from that sefer, Motzei Shabbos. You can learn from the sefer.
But if you're going to a Shabbos meal or like you're to shul and like you have to bring your key with you to the hotel or something like that, is there any room there for like oneg Shabbos? You know,
right, to say that maybe it's only the Rabbanan.
You do kalach hayad.
I was in Brazil a few months ago.
Okay.
And there's no Erev in the city.
No?
A city called Curitiba. And they, it's not the safest place in the world. And they, like, all the faculty, they invited them. They gave them, like, Evet Sharatz Lefanov, whatever. Like a medical student to translate for you and help you out. So I had my Evet Sharatz Lefanov meet me at my hotel. But so Mustama, like, I left my key in the hotel, but Mustama, I could have asked him, hey, can you carry my key to shul with me and then my key back to the hotel? Because he would be the one. I'm just asking him to carry it himself.
Right.
I could be somewhat on the Beis HaLevi for that sort of circumstance.
Yeah, but why can't you just leave it?
I'm not.
But why do you need the key? Why can you leave the key on the desk?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
You have to rely on like the right person, like finding the right person on the desk who knows what it is. Baruch Hashem, it worked out. But
well, if you're walking with him, then maybe we can't assume that. It would be expected that he would go straight there and you know, and it's only up to him that he's resting because he'd be stopping whenever you stop, right? If you're walking together.
So you're saying the traffic light problem there again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying it's okay, but Lemaise, if he doesn't have to walk with you, all he has to do is drop it off there. So that's all you're asking him to take from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid there, Rishus HaRabim, and that would be okay. Because anything else is a daita nafshe. So that's where this, because I don't know if they usually quote this Psak of the Beit HaLevi from this tshuva. I don't know if it's in the, not sure if it's in the regular tshuvas of the Beis HaLevi.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but that's
so the only place you see it in the Shaar HaTzion.
Right. The Shaar HaTzion also was out of print. It's not so easy. I think they have this copy corner thing in Brooklyn, like old Svarim. Yeah. That you can't get anywhere, and they copy it, and they put a
Hebrewbooks.org will do that also. They'll print a copy for you, and
yeah. So they have.
Can I ask what made you look in this Shaar HaTzion? Someone else quotes him, or
so it was the first time I saw it was of Shai. There's a sefer called Shalmei Yehud, I think it's called. It's on Hilchas Muktzah. So I was doing these in Yonim and Muktzah. That Rav Scheinberg had a kuntres.
Mm-hmm.
On Muktzah, and in that kuntres, he says to look at the Shevet Shaar HaTzion. I had never heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
So when Scheinberg came to Flapish, I think it's Chodesh Nisan, so I asked him, what is the Sefer? And then the first thing he said is, that's the Bilska Rav. He was the maskim on the Mishnah Berurah. So then I had the other conversation with Rabbi Yeager, and he said over this thing, this tshuva from the Beis, you know, quoted the Beis Halevi about this. But it's a good chat.
Bishem the Bilsker Rav.
We were talking about this. I forget how the conversation unfolded, but we were talking about this. Then he has, the Chazon Ish quotes him, the Bilsker Rav, about bridges, the status of bridges, the Shabbos, and he argues very, very strongly with the. I will point out from what the Bilsker Rav in the Sefer. But I guess it's hashivas for the Chazon Ish to argue.
Right, the same.
Like Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum. Berish Mandelbaum, he was a librarian at YU from 1948 to 1998, 50 years. His daughter is married to Fishman, the Fishman family. You know, Fishman.
Lyman Fishman.
Which Fishman? The Altamira Fishman, and then So what did he say? What were you asking?
Chazon Ish, arguing with.
Oh yeah. So he said like there's a sefer called Olas Tamid and Olas Shabbos. It's the same author. In Yom Shabbos, it's a parish on Shulchan Aruch. So sometimes he calls himself Olas Shabbos, I guess on Shabbos, and he calls himself Olas Tamid. So Rabbi Mandelbaum always used to say to me, he's famous because in the Magen Avraham it always says Udoloka Olas Tamid, Udoloka Olas Shabbos. So the word is like Rabbi Mandelbaum was saying that for the Magen Avraham to quote you and to say Dulo, that's a chashivus also. And understand the local Olas Shabbos. But it's always fascinating things that the Olas Shabbos has to say and the Olas Tamid has to say. But the Magen Avraham usually argues with him. I don't know, you have to have Bekias to know if he actually ever agreed with him on these things. Okay, but this is the issue of Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the Machlokes, the Rashba, and the Toisvus. And then we saw the Shita Samiri, then we saw the Rambam discussion, then we saw the Taz, and then we saw the Bilsker Rav's Tshuva based on the Beis Halevi.
Is there any distinction if you Yotzei from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and then without stopping return to the same Rishus HaYachid?
Okay, so if you, if you want, now that you mentioned it, I don't know how you know that. That's the one thing.
People give that as an eitzah. If you
that's the one thing
fine.
I didn't say over. But now
I'm
that you mentioned,
waiting on Shia for the proper time to ask.
So on page 10 on the bottom, the Dogo Mervavo. On the bottom. He quotes a Magen Avraham about going out and then. How could you do that? Because if you're going to be pachas, that means you're going to stop. And if you start a Rishus HaYachid, so how could the Magen Avraham mash for that you could do that? So what is he saying to do? Misha hotzi b'shus hayoch l'shus harabim b'shabes ein lo takana el lorotz v'lachzor l'osu b'shus hayochid shehotzi misham. So the Magen Avraham Ma'arik b'achah chavis l'alichum b'shabes l'fag shabes shu hotziya. Maybe the Magen Avraham was only talking about a case where anyway he didn't have an intent to carry it outside originally. So then he's saying you can do pachas. Magen Avraham says when you brought something out of mistake, you do pachas. So he says, so frekta dogam avraham, how can you do pachas? Then you violate mamash and isa skila. So the only thing he says, well, maybe the Magen Avraham means that when you okir it from the Rishus HaYachid, you want to okir it al manas lahotzi. You only okir it to bring it from one part of the Rishus HaYachid to the other part of the Rishus HaYachid, and then you change your mind and you brought it out. But the eitzah would be, if you brought it out, and is to keep moving and to bring it back to the initial. So what you said—that's the one thing I left out. So now,
but my Tosfos is held differently. That's a different case. Is there a? What's the,
I don't know if that's. necessarily. I mean,
why is that any better than continuing home into your different rishus?
I mean, if you hold like the Rashba, you mean?
In either case, if you hold like the Rashba, would you say this is?
He says, that's what those are Yehuda writes. Okay, Shkar, thank you everybody for coming. We had such a beautiful oil over here.
So does the Mechaber Paskin like the Rashba and the Ramah? Like,